In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Happy New Year, St. Bede's. Father Jim, it's December the 3rd, not January the 1st. Yes, I know. But we Christians, especially we Anglican Christians, believe the Christian New Year commences on the first Sunday of Advent. The first candle has been lit, and on each successive Sunday, the light will increase as we move ever closer to the greatest gift of all, God becoming man, the incarnation, Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. As with the secular New Year, today gives us the opportunity to take a look introspectively at our inner spiritual life, the health of which will determine whether or not we will face the new year with joy and peace and contentment, or whether or not we will ignore God's invitation to heal our inner pain. In Advent, we take stock and inventory of our soul's health. Our collect, our hymn this morning, St. Paul in the reading from Romans, put it this way: Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness and put upon us the armor of light. The works of darkness. All we have to do is look at the news every day to know that in the world there's so much darkness. But God's intention is for us to also look within ourselves and to seek God's blessing to move away from our own inner darkness. And the collect said several things of importance. First, we have to struggle. We have to admit it. Everyone knows about the first step for an alcoholic who lives usually in such remarkable denial. It's until that person somehow faces the darkness and does something about it that they will be released from that bondage. The second thing in the collect said, it implored God, give us grace to not drop the... No, give us grace, because if we... It's an admission. If God's prevenient grace doesn't lead us to acknowledge our darkness becomes our bedfellow. If we really want to experience joy and peace, it can only come when we acknowledge our sins and our helplessness, our inner hurt. Maybe we did something long ago that we know was wrong, and we've kept it, and it has entombed us for far too long. The new Christian year invites us to implore God's grace and to be finally let out of our prison. Will it be easy? Of course not. That's why so many people avoid spiritual things. Casting out my darkness is hard. And then we prayed in the collect this morning, put on us the armor of light. The author of the collect knew how hard this battle is. Armor, battle. No, repentance, amendment of life is hard work. It's quite a juxtaposition of words, isn't it? The armor of light. Our armor in life is God's light. God's light is our protection to spare us from the onslaught of the world's darkness. So, a blessed and happy new year. And what does this new year hold for us, this small parish family? What does God have in store for us collectively? I'd like to read you a story. Lee Ielpe is a retired firefighter, a New York City firefighter. He gave 26 years of his life to the city. But on September the 11th, 2001, he gave much more. He gave his son, Jonathan Ielpe. Jonathan was a fireman as well. When the Twin Towers fell, Jonathan was there. Firefighters are a loyal clan. When one perishes in the line of duty, the body is left where it is until a firefighter who knows the person can come and quite literally pick it up. Lee made the discovery of his son's body his personal mission. He dug daily with dozens of others at the 16-acre graveyard known as Ground Zero. On Tuesday, December the 11th, exactly 3 months after the disaster, his son was found. And Lee was there to carry his son out. The father didn't quit. Why? Because his love for his son was greater than the pain of the search. Can't the same be said about Christ? Why didn't Jesus quit? Because the love for his children was greater than the pain of Christ's journey. St. Bede's, I have a hope and a dream for us in this new year. My dream and my hope is that you and I will all help God search and find his lost sons and daughters. Those who in Tucson are not physically dead, but who may be spiritually dead and trapped by their inner darkness and pain, who desperately hope to be free but don't know how or where or to whom to turn. We live in a world with a lot of pain. So many are hurting. So many have lost loved ones, and they're longing for healing. And they need Christ to be released from the bondage they're in. So this morning I beg the question, as we begin a new year, how do you see the vision and mission of St. Bede's? I believe, as I have since the day I came to this church, believe God has something wonderful for us to help him search for his lost children. Lee Ielpe would not stop the search until he found his son. This morning, our vestry took a wonderful step to explore how our current facility might be improved to better enable us to be that community of faith that our Lord would have us be. They voted to start an architectural study to look at two primary issues. First, our parking lot. I probably don't need to expand on that. It needs to be addressed so that we don't have a tragic fall out there. The second has to do with the seating capacity in our nave. We're pretty full this morning, but wouldn't it be wonderful if we had twice as many? Because you see, every one of you is a gift. Every one of you is special. Bill Ford, who has spent many years of his life working as an architect, looking at facilities with an eye to improving them, is going to do a short study for us. And by the time he's done, we'll have some information about what we might do. Now, I know that's a bit frightening, but I want to offer these comments. First, I trust that God is leading us. And therefore, we can all relax and let this process be one of trusting in Him. Because if I leave it to my own strength, I could become quite skeptical about what we can accomplish. But you see, it's not dependent on my strength and yours. It's dependent upon Him. Secondly, I would ask that all of us pray for the Holy Spirit to be our guide in the discernment process. You see, none of us has the wisdom to know what plan is the right plan. We don't even have a report. But we're doing the right thing by seeking to look into the future. Who knows? But if we trust in the discernment of the Holy Spirit, we can't go wrong. The third thing I would say is the fact that we've reached today is a blessing from God. It's yet to be seen where we're going to end up, but enjoy this moment. It's a blessing. So I want to close with two quotes that came to mind. The first, some of us who are older will surely remember. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. FDR said those words in the cusp of the Great Depression, when people were rightfully afraid. But he was right. Whatever lies ahead, we need not fear it. But then there's, I think, an even more salient quote from St. John. Perfect love casts out fear. If our love is centered in Him and not in us, there will be no fear. Jesus doesn't ask us to be successful. Who knows? He does ask us to be faithful. So I, with great thanksgiving to our vestry, am excited to see this process unfold. Faith, you know, is always tested, always. And so one last piece of Holy Scripture about what is faith. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Happy New Year, St. Bede's. It's going to be a blessed New Year in this church. And I give thanks for each of you and for what together, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we'll discern and possibly by His grace do. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.